Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. Welcome to Time Out for Music. The Rodopi Nightingale, Orpheus's daughter, Rodopi's song icon, are only some of the definitions used by Bulgaria's music experts to describe the talent of the celebrated Bulgarian folk singer Ratka Kushleva. She left an inestimable heritage of Rodopi folk songs to the golden archives of the Bulgarian National Radio. Ratka Kushleva was an example of professionalism in her profession. She came up with many innovative ideas in the field of the authentic Rodopi folk music style. The renowned Bulgarian singer continued the tradition of delicate and exquisite female singing of Rodopi songs. In 1948, Ratka Kushleva touched the hearts of the Bulgarian listeners when her songs sounded for the first time on the airwaves of the Bulgarian National Radio. She revealed the beauty of the Rodopi live in the music shows of the Bulgarian National Radio. The song Bela Sam, Bela Junache quickly became Ratka Kushleva's music emblem. Radka Kushleva was born in the village of Široka Luka in a family of famous musicians and bagpipe players. She was only 2 years old when she sang the song Zaspaloe Chelebiche, the first song she learned from her grandmother, Maria Sedyankova, who was also a gifted folk singer. In 1942, when she was only 16, she took part at a music contest organized by Radio Skopje. Her music teacher, Nadia Bardarova, took her to that competition. The music jury was fascinated by Radka's performance and invited her to sing on the airwaves of Radio Skopje on a regular basis. Later, Radka Kushleva returned to Bulgaria and started active concert activities in the Rodopi region. In 1944, a music choir conducted by Atanas Kapitanov was established in the city of Smolensk at her initiative. Later, Radka moved to Plovdiv, central South Bulgaria. She was a co-founder of a mixed ensemble in Plovdiv conducted by Asent Diamandiev. Radka Kushleva was invited to make music recordings at the Bulgarian National Radio after she became a laureate at the World Festival of Youth in Budapest. Radka Kushleva made a brilliant music career with Nasha Pesen folk group. She toured the country with that group and sang together with Boris Mashalov, Mita Stoicheva, Gyurga Pinjurova and other celebrated Bulgarian folk singers. Later she established Kushlevi Sisters Music Sextet, which consisted of her sisters and daughters, Radka, Anka, Maria, Stevka, Sonia and Didi. In 2016, Bulgaria marks Radka Kushleva's 90th birth anniversary. Here is what her daughter, Didi Kushleva, told Radio Bulgaria.
It is a great honor and pride to be Radka Kushleva's little daughter. I always cry when I hear my mother's voice. She was an exceptional person. My mother had an incredible character and temperament. There isn't any other person in our whole family like her. She was an exceptional musician and personality. She was always advising us to look unique on the stage and avoid any conflicts with our colleagues, and we were always following her advices. She was the first singer who popularized the Rodopi song back in 1942. In 1948, she launched a music duo. She established the legendary Kushlevi Sisters Music Quartet in 1956-1957. Later, my sister Sonia joined that formation. I became part of Kushlevi Sisters Music Sextet in 1969. We were side by side with my mother 24 hours a day until her last breath during a music tour in Veliko Trnovo.
Вонка излизай, вонка излизай, вонка
Kushlevi family did a lot to preserve and popularize the repertoire and the music deed of Ratka Kushleva. Her daughter, Didi Kushleva, has more about the initiatives dedicated to her 90th birth anniversary. In 1993, we launched the first national music contest named With the Songs of Ratka Kushleva. In 1996 and 1999, we made a second and a third music competition. In 2016, Konstantin Lazarov came up with the proposal that an exhibition dedicated to Ratka Kushleva's 90th birth anniversary should be unveiled at the Ethnographic Museum with the Bulgarian Academy of Science. On December the 12th, the State Archives in Smolensk opened an exhibition with exponents from our personal family archives. We donated photos and costumes to that exhibition. I would like to thank all who showed interest in my mother's music, Didi Kushleva finally says. And we end Time Out for Music today with two more pieces, Kožilo Pisan i Šerjan and Da znaš, Majčo, da znaš.